The Market Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, has released a deep-dive report on an ongoing legal battle between two energy giants, Williams Companies and Energy Transfer. The report, titled Destined to Fail, is a case study on corporate governance and what it calls the troubling behavior of Williams CEO Alan Armstrong. Charles Sauer is the president and founder of the Market Institute.
Warren Buffett recently said that members of boards of directors are more likely to be cocker spaniels than pit bulls, meaning that they want to appease company CEOs instead of serving as representatives of the company's shareholders. As the American economy faces ongoing headwinds, strong corporate governance has taken on a renewed importance. Shareholders, now more than ever, must be able to trust that corporate leaders act in their best interest. Based on what we found in the report, that is not the case with Alan Armstrong at Williams Companies. We found that he worked behind the scenes and against more than 70% of the company's shareholders to scuttle a merger that would have paid significant premium for the company's stock.
The lawsuit is ongoing, and trial dates are expected later this summer. For more information on the report, visit marketinstitute.org.